folks. Have you ever known a fellow like this? He's Kris Kringle, one of the folks on 4th Street. You see, Eddie, it's like this. We move into this house, and the phone's disconnected. So what do? Sit around on my... sit back and wait for one? I do not. I've got contacts. I simply check through my lodges until I find one that has a brother who can help me out. Why not? What are lodge brothers for? Okay, so I go through the list. Elks? Nothing there. Moose? Nope. Penguins? Lions? White rats? Seagulls? You say something, Eddie?
No, sir. I'm just waiting for the animal kingdom to pass in review.
Then I come to it. The beavers. Sure, Charlie Enfield's a beaver. Great guy, Charlie. And Charlie's brother Moe's engaged to a girl whose brother's married to a cousin of a man who gave Ray Dinglebright his start. And Ray's a nephew of a guy whose dad's in partnership with a man who was a school chum of a fellow whose daughter's in the same sorority as a sister of a fellow whose godfather's very close to secretary of a man who plays for Cheesy Weber two tonight with, guess who?
Who?
Mr. Adam himself.
Oh, Adam and Eve?
No. Adam, the third assistant vice president of the firm which does all the binding of the telephone books in this city.
No.
Yeah. And my boy, when those contacts of mine get working, I wouldn't be surprised but what, in less than 30 days. 30 days, mind you. We'll hear a telephone ringing out there in that hall, and then you'll... Eddie, is that a telephone I hear?
Uh-huh. Hmm. You see, Mr. Chris, I didn't know about them contacts, so I just went down to the phone company this morning, asked them for one, and this afternoon they put it in.
Well, I'll be. Hello? Who? You don't say. You don't say. You don't say. Huh.
Chris, who was that?
He didn't say. Well, that's Kris Kringle. Good old second-emotion Kris. Holds more club membership cards than there are in a pinochle deck. But come along. Let's visit the house on 4th Street where Kris, his sister Martha, and faithful man-of-all-work Eddie Green have just moved. It's the second morning of their tenancy, and the trio are putting the final touches to the furniture arrangement. Now, if we move this chair over here, the piano over there, that'll make room for my moose head, and we can, what's the matter, Martha?
Kris Kringle, if you think for one minute that moose head is going to dominate my living room,
Martha...
you're sadly mistaken.
But...
That's final.
But...
Kris, I'll butt you with that moose head pretty soon.
But... All right. Some sister. Never heard of brotherly love.
No? Well, I've heard of a brother who went traipsing off to Atlantic City and left practically an entire moving job to his poor old sister. Is that brotherly love?
Now, Martha, that's not fair. I couldn't help it if I was chosen at the last minute to be the delegate to the National Conclave of Bald Eagles. Someone had to represent our local, good old Nest 44. Why, being selected was a feather in my cap.
Yes, well, you've got feathers in your head, Kris Kringle, if you think I believe you spent all that time in Atlantic City. Minerva Wigginton saw you in New York. She wrote me about it.
Oh, she did, huh? Well, that was an educational side trip.
Educational, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn? Whatever young boy should know?
Oh, Martha, you wrong me. Why, I merely went to look over a rare collection of jade one of the brothers has.
Oh, yes. Minerva mentioned something about that.
She did?
Yes, said the night she saw you, you were out with a rare bit of jade.
I see.
Miss Martha, Mr. Chris.
Oh, Eddie, what is it?
We got a flood in the kitchen. The pipe under the sink is leaking.
Oh, that's all taken care of, Eddie. I called the plumber first thing this morning.
You did? Why, Martha, you don't think you can get a plumber that easy these days. Well, why didn't you consult me? I'd have sounded out a few of my lodge brothers and got busy working a few angles I know on everything.
Remember how we got the telephone, brother dear?
Why, sure, well, that was just luck. Wouldn't happen again in 1,000 years. Well, you gotta have contacts these days, and I'll
sorry,
take...
Kris, I can't wait to listen. I have things to do. See you later.
Oh, that's just like a woman. You see, Eddie, what she doesn't know is that life is just like wearing a corset.
Life is like wearing a corset.
Mm-hmm, sure. You're always in better shape if you have a few strings to pull.
Mr. Chris, it's sure nice to have you back.
Well, it's nice to be back, Eddie. Listen.
Yeah?
About that letter Miss Martha got from New York.
Were you here when she received it and when she read it?
Uh-huh. Except I went out for a minute to get a bucket of water.
Bucket of water? What for?
Well, Mr. Chris, you know what they say, when there's smoke, there's flame, then. By the time his mother got through with that letter, she wasn't no dying ember.
That bad, huh? She got a little warm.
Warm? For 3 days, we didn't bother to turn on the unit heat.
Well, look, did she say anything?
Uh-huh, she said a few things.
Oh. Well, did she say anything in particular?
Oh, yeah, she discussed the matter in particular, and then in general, and then back to particular again. Give it a more complete coverage than the International News Service.
Well, what I'm driving at, was there any mention of a girl named Dixie at Atlantic City?
No. Well, wasn't no names mentioned. No proper names, I mean.
Oh. thanks, Eddie. That's some relief, anyway. Boy, if she heard about Dixie, I'd never live it down.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Chris, but is there any way I can help you? I mean, did something terrible happen at Atlantic City?
Yeah, what? Oh, no. We delegates worked very hard. Lots of problems to solve. Yes, it was quite a grind, really. Meeting after meeting, we sat and studied all the angles.
Yeah. How you meet this little Dixie?
We took time out for a few curves.
Now, you remember the old saying, dangerous curves, watch out for soft shoulders.
Yeah. Well, that's all past, Eddie. I don't even remember what she looks like.
No?
No. As a matter of fact, I didn't pay much attention to her looks. Oh, I did notice her eyes.
Oh, her eyes, huh?
Yes, they shone like stars in the firmament.
I don't suppose you noticed the rest of the heavenly body.
Eddie, you don't understand. It was nothing, just a boyish prank. After all, we're only young once, you know.
Mm-hmm. Only once wasn't enough for you, huh?
Now, see here, Eddie. Don't you forget I'm your employer.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Chris. I ain't forgetting. Only, you see, I also ain't forgetting. I promised your mama I'd always look out after you and Miss Martha.
Now, who in the world do I know who rings a doorbell like that? Answer it, will you please, Eddie?
Yes, sir, Mr. How do you do, miss?
I'm looking for Mr. Kringle. Mr. Christopher Kringle.
Yes. Who shall I say is calling?
Davenport is my name. Dixie Davenport. I'm a friend of Mr. Pringle. A warm friend.
No.
So if you just tell me, why, there he is. My blue-eyed possums, wasn't. Remember me? Little old Dixie with a cute little old Trixie?
Yeah. Sure, I remember. How are you, friend?
Friend? Oh.
All right. Snuggle poo.
Remember you told me to look you up sometime?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, this is sometime. Aren't you glad to see me?
Oh, sure.
Whee!
Well, that's how it is, Eddie. Dixie must have left on this tour while I was in New York, and now her show's gone broke, and she can't get out of town because she hasn't a train reservation.
And you're the only friend she has here, huh?
Yep, that's about it. You think Miss Martha would understand if Dixie stayed here?
Right in this house?
Uh-huh. You think Miss Martha would help her?
Mr. Chris, upon reviewing the situation, I'll come up with an observation which can be stated in just two words, to wit. Uh-uh.
But why, Eddie? Why wouldn't one woman want to help another?
Mr. Chris, does Bolivar tell Gruen what time it is?
Oh, I see. But, Eddie, what am I going to do? I got her out of the house this time without Miss Martha seeing her, but what if she comes back?
Well, where is this Miss Dixon now?
Downtown at the YWCA. I persuaded her to let me drop her off there after I took her to lunch.
Well, in my opinion, the best thing to do is march right downtown, go up to that gal and say, Miss Dixie, Stay out of my life. Completely out.
That's what I should do, huh?
Uh-huh. And don't let her talk back. Be firm.
That's the best thing?
Absolutely.
Hmm. What's the next best thing?
You ain't afraid of, are you?
Oh, no, no. I'm just, they say a little fear is a healthy thing in anybody.
Uh-huh. Only you a little healthier than most of them, huh?
Shh. Here comes Miss Martha. I don't want to talk to her now.
Oh, there you are, Chris. I just had a call from the YWCA.
Martha, I just remembered. I've got to run back downtown. Important business. I can't wait.
But don't you want to know about it?
Oh, no, I don't. Not now. So long. I'll see you later.
Well, now, that man does a lot of crazy things, but that's the craziest I ever saw.
Yes, Miss Martha.
What would you say is the matter with him?
Combat fatigue.
Oh, that's silly. He hasn't been in a war.
Maybe he see one coming.
Well, I just wanted to tell him that we may be having a guest here soon.
Guest?
Yes. You see, I notified the YWCA that we had a spare room available for some worthy girl.
That's right. We do have a spare room, don't we?
Yes, and I think it's only fair that we help out with the housing shortage by renting it to someone.
Yeah, that's mighty nice of you, Miss Martha. I bet somebody appreciate that. There ought to be more people like you.
Oh, maybe that's someone for the room now. I'll go, Eddie.
Howdy, folks. Frank's the name. Franklin P. Frank.
Well, how do you do? My name is Miss Kringle. What can I do for you?
Well, I sell I sell eggs.
From door to door?
Yep, from door to door to door to door to door to door.
Well, you seem pretty happy. Can you make much money that way?
Why, sure. I made enough last year to buy myself a new car.
Well, I hope the car isn't as hard to get started as you are.
Oh, it's a good one, all right. If you just step out here on the front porch, you can see it right across the street.
Oh, I'd like to see it. Oh, imagine selling enough eggs to buy a car. That's wonderful. Why, is that in? That little car? That bantam?
Yep. Had to be a bantam. I was selling banty eggs. Oh, I like to get off a good joke now and then.
Well, you better get off that one before it hatches.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyway, that's a good little car I got. Why would you believe it? I get 20, 30, 40, 70, 80 miles to a gallon.
80?
Well, anyway, 50, 40 miles.
Are you sure?
Well, I get 20, 50. Oh, shucks, I just push it.
I guess those little cars are getting to be mighty popular, aren't they?
Yep, especially with Nevada, California drivers. Kind of came down the coast the hard way, didn't it?
Yes, you did. But why do you say these cars are particularly popular with California drivers?
Because they're so small you can go forward, back up, park, make a U-turn without getting off a pedestrian.
Are there any other advantages?
Well, they're pretty nice for sparking. You see, a feller don't need to make no approach.
Well, what do you mean?
You crowd a girl into one of them and you start from a cuddling position. Well, I gotta go now. Gonna take my girl for a drive in the park. It ought to be pretty exciting.
For heaven's sake, what's so exciting about a drive in the park?
Well, the excitement comes when you park in the drive. So long, Miss Kringle.
Goodbye, Mr. Pring. Dear, I'll bet that man could make some squirrel very happy. Well, I better get that room fixed up. I wonder who the YW'll send over. Some nice homing type, I expect.
Eddie.
What's that?
Here. Through the door. In the mail slot.
In the mail slot?
Yeah. What
kind of letter is that? Walkie-talkie, I guess. Let me bend down and have a look in that mail slot. I ought to... Mr. Chris, what you doing there? What you supposed to be, a personalized greeting card?
Stop joking, Eddie. Is the coast clear?
Anybody here but me, if that's what you mean.
Well, open the door.
Miss Martha's upstairs.
Oh, good. Eddie, Dixie Davenport hasn't come around again, has she?
No. Should she?
Heavens, no. Only she's left the YWCA, and I've been working every angle I can think of trying to get her a railroad ticket to Chicago. I even contacted the High Imperial Gobbler of the Royal and Ancient Order of Turkeys. But no luck there. He couldn't talk to me. He had laryngitis.
Imperial Gobbler was just a dumb cluck, huh?
Eddie, please. Anyway, he couldn't help me, so I tried to work an angle through J.P. Jones. After all, Jones is the fraternal brother in the Benevolent and Protective Order of Porcupines, and he'd have helped me, even though he is opposing me in the next election of officers.
Porcupine?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you running for head quill, ain't you?
Yeah. And I'll get it in the end, too. But, that's not the point.
Yeah. Sounds like it's right to the point.
Eddie, that's not what I mean. Jones couldn't help me either. Oh, there must be some way, some angle, if I could just find it in time. You're sure Dixie hasn't called or anything?
I'm positive. Everything around here has been calm and peaceful. Hoist the storm warning.
Oh, my gosh. Don't answer, Daddy. Maybe she'll go away.
Oh, I hear you.
I was afraid of that.
Go ahead, Eddie. Open the door.
Possums, wasums.
Now, look here, Miss Dixie. I can't let you... what have you got there?
My bag.
Well, you come to say goodbye?
Why, no, sugar. I came to say hello. I'm moving in.
You're what?
I'm going to live here.
You mean you're going...
Anyway, till I get a train reservation.
Oh, no, this can't be. I'm dreaming.
Sounds too good to be true, huh? Well, you told the YWCA you had a spare room for someone, and I'm that someone. Little old Dixie Davenport.
Eddie.
Yeah, it's true, Mr. Chris. Miss Martha told him that.
So if you don't mind, I'll just go over here and sit down on my namesake. I'm so thrilled, I'm exhausted. You take care of my bags, won't you, sugar? Huh?
Yeah, sure. Oh, sugar. Wait till Martha hears her call me that. Eddie, what am I going to do? I can't think of a thing.
Well, you could try does.
Does?
You know what they say is it does everything.
So you and Chris know each other, eh, Miss Davenport?
Know each other? Well, I should hope we do. Funny he never mentioned me to his own sister.
Yeah, ain't it?
Where did you meet?
Why, we...
We met at college. College, huh?
College?
Yeah. you see, we were college chums, uh-huh.
Chris, you graduated from college 20 years ago. Don't tell me Miss Davenport was there then.
She was the professor's daughter. Yeah, the professor's little daughter. weren't you, Dixie? Hmm?
Oh, you're cute.
Well, I didn't think she was old enough to have gone to school with you. Why, I'll bet you're still not old enough to matriculate, are you, dear?
Me? Oh, mercy, no. I don't intend to get married for years.
Are you sure your father was a professor?
Well, why?
Well, I can't understand how a professor's daughter, a girl with all that cultural and educational background, could turn out to be a nightclub dancer.
I was just lucky, I guess.
Oh, I see. I think. Oh, there's someone at the back door. Excuse me, won't you?
Oh, why, of course. Sugar and I'll have a little chat. Won't we, Sugar?
Sugar?
Yeah, my nickname at college, you see. Because I was always raising cane. Sugar cane. Get it?
Yes, I get it, but I don't want it. I'm coming.
How do you do?
Well, how do you do? Who are you?
Me. Well, I'm Oh, no. No, no. I ain't that.
Perhaps you came to deliver something?
Deliver something, huh? Well, could be. Must be a pretty scarce item, though.
Why?
'Cause I ain't got nothing to deliver.
Oh. Well, maybe you came to pick up something, then.
Say, now, that might be it. Yeah. What could I pick up? Pick up. Might pick up a girl? Me? Oh, no. About 20 years late for that.
Say, isn't that a toolkit you've got in your hand?
My hand?
Why, of course. You must be the plumber.
I am. Oh, shuckins, you know, I think you got something there. You know, this is the first time I ever forgot.
Forgot what?
Forgot to get my tools.
Well, we've got a leaky pipe under the sink. I wish you'd see what you can do about it.
Oh, sure, glad to. You know, it's a funny thing about leaks. Can't tell a thing about them until you tear them apart. Yeah. Now I'll just take out my old trusty Stilson number 12. No, better make it my old trusty Stilson number 10. Yeah. I'll just unloosen this nut here and... Well, what do you know? It's the first time this ever happened.
What happened?
I fixed it. Guess it's just one of those days.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's all right. If you need me again, just phone me.
Fine. What's your number?
My number? Oh, let me see. It's... Oh, no, that ain't it. Oh, drat. Better let me call you. Bye.
Goodbye. Yeah. Now, there's a man who's not only out of this world, but happy there. Oh, there you are, Miss Davenport. Now, let's resume our little conversation. By the way, is Davenport your real or professional name?
Why, it's my professional name. I adopted it for sentimental reasons.
Oh. It's the name of your school, perhaps?
No, but you're warm. It's the name of a place where I learned a lot.
Oh. Miss Davenport, tell me about your dances. Just how do you do them?
Well, first I come out in the runway, see?
The runway?
Yes. You see, Martha, she does a symbolic dance. It's a symbolic of the aeroplane. Yes, that's it. A symbolic of the aeroplane. That's why she comes out on the runway. Taxis out just like a plane, you see?
Because when I come out, I'm pretty well covered.
Yeah, it has to get her engine warmed up, you see.
Yes, I see.
Then I begin to strip.
Strip?
Yeah, she means strip for action. This is a fighter plane.
Oh.
I take off with a little bounce.
Yeah, a rough runway. Bouncy, you see.
Oh, yes.
And as I take off, you should hear the whistling.
That's the wind, of course. It's very breezy.
I'll bet it is.
I'm off in a couple of shakes, and then for a climax, I do a couple of little, what shall I call them?
You arrive at your destination and end with a few bumps.
Oh, no, there are a lot of bumps. And grinds, too.
Grinds? Well, I suppose that means your gears are stripped.
Why don't we play guessing games now?
Hmm? Well, that's what this is, and I think that I... Oh, why, Eddie, where have you been?
I just got a ticket to Chicago for Miss Davenport. The train leave in a few minutes, so if you run, you can just make it. I'll take your bags, and there's a taxi waiting.
Well, for goodness. Here I am, taking off again.
Yeah, well, what do you know? Let me be the first to give you a helping hand. Here's the door, right here.
Oh, thank you. And goodbye, everybody. Oh, Mr. Pringle. Control that helping hand.
Oh, Eddie, I'm mighty grateful to you. How'd you get that ticket? You got some contact I hadn't thought about?
Well... You won't like this, Mr. Chris.
Oh, now, don't worry, Eddie. In an emergency like this, we must employ every expedient. Come on, now, how'd you work it, hmm?
Well, I walked into the ticket office and asked for one.
What? Oh, why, that's unheard of. That's ridiculous. Why, even the Imperial Gobbler himself said he couldn't help me, and you know... That's all right, Eddie. I'll repay you. Anyway, I got off pretty cheap, just a railroad ticket to Chicago. You know, Eddie, that girl told me she was just a simple little country girl. Why, we even talked of making a daisy chain together. Gathering honey.
I know. You know, them country girls change when they come to the city. You know? I used to go with a country girl once. Never spend no money on her. We just used to go to parties and play post office. And then she moved to the city.
And she wouldn't play post office anymore?
Oh, she played, but she cut out that rule of free delivery. Good night, Mr. Chris.
Good night, Eddie.
You've just been listening to The Folks on 4th Street, written by Charles Stewart. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.